The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma.
Exploring the underground passages of Fu Manchu's deserted laboratories, Smith and Petrie discover a lagoon in one of the lower caves and are amazed to find a large submarine which is about to submerge. It is Fu Manchu's means of escape. But suddenly, from across the lagoon, in the utter stillness of the cavern, they hear Fu Manchu's voice. The insidious doctor thanks Smith for having spared his life when Smith discovered him in an opium trance. And with the remark that he's accustomed to paying his debts, the Oriental's voice fades. Smith, convinced that his enemy did not aboard the submersible, swims across the lagoon. And discovering another passage, he and Petrie reach the outside of the cliff. Petrie, weak from his harrowing experience, asks Smith to climb to the road to summon help. As Smith gropes for support among the rocks, his foot slips and...
Nathan, watch out!
Gad, that was close.
We can't make it, Nayland.
No, we can't. We need help. Fortunately, we're close to Sinclair de la Roche. Let me have that gun. Yes. Perhaps Weymouth will hear the shots and investigate.
I should think it would have been impossible for Fu Manchu to climb up here, Nayland.
Well, there may be another way up. I can't help feeling that he used the same passage we did.
Of course, it's possible he might have had someone helping him reach the road.
Oh, that's Weymouth. Now we'll find out if anyone has been caught on the road.
Is anybody down there?
Get some rope, Weymouth. We're trapped on this ledge.
Super, it's Smith and Petrie. Get a rope from the car.
Yes, Inspector. Here, fetch a rope. Hurry, leave
no time. We'll have you up here in no time, Smith. Thank heaven you're alive, man. We're just about giving you up.
Your report, Weymouth. What did you find?
Absolutely nothing, Smith.
How about the cars traveling along this road?
There were only two, and the occupants have been detained.
Who are they?
Harmless people, Smith. Oh.
What's that noise, Will?
It's our men trying to break down the doors.
Oh, that's useless. Those doors are solid steel. I don't think there's anyone still in there.
Nayland, someone did close the section doors.
I know. Oh, Weymouth.
Yes, Smith?
Get every man out of that building immediately.
But why? I thought...
Nayland! Call of a decoy.
That was a signal. Weymouth!
Yes, Smith?
Everybody out of the place?
Yes, Smith. Did you hear that cry just then?
Yes. Order everybody to get clear of the building. That cry may have meant any number of things, but I have an uncanny feeling
that it came from that side of the road.
Yes, but it's useless to look. Those devils are as silent as cats and just about as quick.
Get back, everybody! Clear the building!
Come along, Petrie. We're dangerously close.
Yes. Perhaps you're mistaken, Nayland. If he had intended to destroy the place, he wouldn't have smashed most of the apparatus.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Perhaps I'm getting nervous. At any rate, there's nothing to be done here. We must get back to Monte Carlo.
What are your orders, Smith?
We're going back to the city, Weymouth. Leave a police guard here. You and Dubois will come along with us.
Right. The car's over there.
Come on, Petrie. There's no time to be lost.
Good Lord, you are right, David.
Yes. You see, I know him so well. And in the years I've spent trying to eliminate that fiend, I've learned that it's wise to heed any premonition I might have.
Nayland, he must have had a boat standing by.
But Dubois would have seen it. And yet he may have gone by sea down to Italy. Small boat could have done it. That's a possibility that mustn't be overlooked. Or by heavens...
Huh? What, Nayland?
There's one way, Petrie. Honan.
You mean he's gone to Burma?
It's the only clue we have. Remember, Florette told Sterling about that.
Ah, Florette. The girl I saw speaking to Sterling in the laboratories. Nayland, who is that girl?
The dead returned, Petrie.
For one fleeting moment, I feared that Fu Manchu had captured Garame. The likeness was amazing.
I know. You see, Florette is Garame's sister.
What? Her sister? But she died when only 3 weeks old.
Dr. Fu Manchu is patient, as only a great scientist can be.
What do you mean?
Listen to me, Petrie. You know Garame was once a member of the household of Dr. Fu Manchu?
Yes, but
you never found out to what purpose, though. You spoiled the plans he had by falling in love with Garame, and he's never forgiven you for it.
Oh, but what has all this to do
with... Wait. He's always held you in high esteem. But the only reason you're alive today is your great medical knowledge. He values that. Oh, yes, Petrie. He's very thorough. He took into consideration that his experiment regarding Garame might not be successful. Therefore, her sister died when she was 3 weeks old.
Oh, we've got to save the girl, Nayland. Garame will be wild with joy.
I fear for Sterling. Florette's in love with him, and Fu Manchu is aware of it.
But how do you know all this, Nayland?
When Garame spoke about it to me, I had a horrible suspicion. Privately, I made a number of inquiries. And what I learned confirmed my suspicions.
Did you see the girl in the laboratories?
Yes. Last night, when I came face to face with Fu Manchu, I entered a room you could only describe as the Palace of the Sleeping Beauty. I got the greatest shock of my life. Seeing Florette asleep, I thought it was Garame. Even with her eyes closed, the likeness was uncanny. I knew then I couldn't be mistaken.
But, Nayland, it seems almost incredible that a child of 3 weeks could be subjected to that treatment.
Production of artificial catalepsy. Fu Manchu is not only the greatest physician alive today, he's probably the greatest who ever lived.
Ah, but why did he do it, Nayland?
Petrie, Florette is an experiment. I happen to know that Fa Lo Sui is exerting all her power to stop it.
But what sort of an experiment?
He intends to have a son. And Florette has been trained from childhood for that great purpose. She's Fu Manchu's bride. Hello, Petrie. You wired the formula for 6:54 to London?
Yes, sir.
Good. That's the end of the purple shadow.
It is. I've wired Cairo.
Oh, yes?
Garame left Cairo yesterday, Nellan. She should have arrived before this.
Well, buck up, old man. I know how you feel about it. But frankly, I don't think there's any cause for worry.
I hope you're right. What are your plans?
I've sent Weymouth to arrange an interview with Monsieur Chamrous.
Who's he?
The préfet of the police department. Hello? Speaking. Yes, Weymouth? Did you find him? Oh, good. I'll be there immediately. Come along, Petrie. I haven't abandoned hope yet.
Here is the complete list, Mr. Smith. You will see that the only private vessel of any tonnage which has cleared a neighboring port during the last 12 hours is this one.
Mm-hmm. M.Y. Lola, Buenos Aires, 4,000 tons. Owned by Santos da Cunha.
Santos da Cunha?
Where have I heard that name?
Hey, Smith, I looked through the records of Sinclair de la Roche, and a man by that name used to be the owner of the place.
You're sure of that, Weymouth?
Positive.
That is correct, gentlemen. Marie Bay purchased the property from Signor de Cunha.
There's hope yet, Petrie. But I've been blind. How long has the Lola been lying in Monaco, Monsieur Chamrous?
Nearly a week, I believe.
And she left?
Soon after dawn, Mr. Smith, as I see in this report.
You see, Petrie, the Lola must be traced without delay. Now, please give instructions for messages to be sent to all ships in the neighborhood, notifying positions of the motor yacht when sighted.
I can do this.
And next... Is there a French or British warship in port anywhere along the coast?
There is a French destroyer in the harbor of Monaco.
Please notify our commander to be ready to leave the moment I get on board.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. I cannot do that.
What do you mean you can't?
I have no such powers. It is the province of the naval authorities. I doubt if even the admiral commanding the Mediterranean fleet could grant such a request.
Well, perhaps you'll be good enough to put a call through to the Minister of Marine in Paris.
Really, Mr. Smith?
My authority from the British Foreign Department is such that any delay you may cause must react to your own discredit. The interests of France, as well as the whole world, are involved in this matter. Monsieur Chamrousse, I am here in the interests of France. Must I go elsewhere, or will you do as I ask?
Very well.
Thank you.
Put a call through to the Minister of Marine Affairs in Paris.
That yacht is the key to the mystery, Petrie.
Do you think that Fu is on board?
I strongly suspect him to be. Oh, blast this delay.
Mr. Smith, it is perhaps a little unfair that I am so badly informed in this matter. All the available police was rushed to St. Clair de la Roche. I am in the dark about this. Of course, Paris instructed me to place myself at your disposal, and I have done so in spite of the fact that I considered the reputation of Mardi Bay above reproach.
There's no such person as Mardi Bay. The man who's been hiding behind that name is Dr. Fu Manchu.
Dr. Fu Manchu?
No doubt you've heard of his reputation. Such issues are at stake, and my own blunders have upset me so that perhaps I fail in the proper courtesies. If so, forgive me. But try to believe that I have every reason for what I do.
I accept your assurance, Mr. Smith. Yes? Very well. Here you are.
Thank you. Hello. This is Nayland Smith speaking. Yes, Your Excellency. Nayland Smith. I'd appreciate it, sir, if you'd be kind enough to ask the Préfet of the Monte Carlo police to cooperate with me. Yes. Right here. Oh, certainly. The Minister wishes to speak to you, Monsieur.
Yes, Your Excellency. But certainly, I shall do so at once, Your Excellency. Mr. Smith, I must apologize. The destroyer is at your disposal.
Thank you. Come on, Petrie. We'll board the vessel at once.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.